good morning. The song was a lovely one about the love that Baba has for us is deeper than the ocean and more elevated than the sky. And today Baba's spoken about the unlimited property that he's given us. And so think about all that Baba has given, and you really see that it is unlimited. And so enough for everyone. No need to fight about my share and your share, but it's there available to an unlimited extent for all of us. And normally we would say that the inheritance from Shiv Baba is peace, purity and happiness. But somehow we've forgotten about the love, in the sense that when we tell others about what is it that you get from God as your inheritance, we talk about truth and love in a different capacity. But we talk about peace, purity and happiness as the inheritance from God. But definitely it's the power of love and the power of truth that is also our inheritance from Baba now. And in the Sakar Murli, it's a Sakar Murli today, Baba's mentioned the fact that there is no inheritance from the Alaukik Father. So the unlimited property from the unlimited Father and from the Alaukik Father, Brahma Baba. Baba's saying he's also part of the creation, and so you get no inheritance from him. And of course, then you begin to think about it and you see how much we get from Brahma Baba. But I'll take that up in just a minute. But before that, this whole idea that you get nothing from Brahma Baba, that Shiv Baba tells us about a lot in the Murli, and also not just Shiv Baba telling us, but Brahma Baba also mentioning time and again, don't remember this one, remember that one. And yes, I totally understand that it's human nature to remember human beings. And so always the intellect will go towards the messenger rather than the message. And so Brahma Baba is making sure that we understand the message of soul consciousness and God consciousness and don't get caught up in a human being, as is our habit. But also, the fact that Brahma Baba doesn't want any attachments. One is where I have attachment to another, but the other is where someone else is attached to me. And so there's a tail that's dangling. And so maybe it's not just one tail, maybe it's two, three, four tails that are dangling. And so Daddy's story about how she was feeling very happy when she had surrendered and could come and stay with Baba. And after a couple of years, she started feeling a lot of sorrow. And she couldn't understand where the sorrow was coming from. And she went to Mama, and Mama asked her several questions, and there was no explanation that Mama could give. And so Mama said to her, okay, talk to Baba. And so she spoke to Baba, and Baba said to her, while you were with your Alaukiks, you gave them so much happiness that they were all attached to you. And today you're not attached to them, but they are still very attached to you. And so they're pulling you. And so this is why you're feeling this sorrow that's coming. At this point, there's nothing to cause you sorrow, but they're missing you. And so they're pulling you. And she said to Baba, what should I do? And Baba said to her, it's because you still haven't finished the thought that you were Janki. You still think you're Janki. And so you get rid of that thought that that's who I am. And once you've finished that thought completely, then nobody can pull you anymore because Janki has finished. And so she shared the story. I'm sure many of you sitting here will remember that. And she shared how she realized that she had to deeply practice soul consciousness to such an extent that she wouldn't have that thought of the past, of who she is, who she belonged to in past relationships of this birth, past relationships of past births. Thankfully, that disappeared just through trauma. But the relationships of this birth, that also to finish. And so why I was remembering this is because on the one side, Brahma Baba wants to make sure that we are soul conscious and God conscious and we don't get attached to Him. But on the other side, Brahma Baba also doesn't want to have any tails dangling behind him. And so if somebody is attached to me, then it's not just their problem, it's my problem also. And so I have to have that inner awareness of absolutely a new birth, new beginning, new life with Baba, so that the lockic feeling of the past that finishes, not just for me, but for others also. So Brahma Baba not accepting at all any credit for himself on any level. Yes, of course, Brahma Baba's humility, and again teaching us what it is we need to do in terms of developing humility ourselves. And so Brahma Baba, an amazing example. And why I say that, you know, in the Sakarmali, it'll always be, remember one, remember one. And sometimes, occasionally, Shiv Baba will talk about the lucky chariot and how valuable this chariot is and so on. But the Avyakt Murali very often tells us about following in the Father's footsteps in a lot of detail. And with 18th January coming up, of course, all the celebrations for Christmas, New Year usually, different time now, but whatever celebrations go on, but all that finishes and then the New Year and the preparation for 18th January or even preparation for the whole year. Because the time that we get at Rakhi for Tapasya, and the time that we get in January for Tapasya, we don't get those any other time. And so in the blessing that's come today, and the blessings are from the Avyakt Murali, Baba's talked about being the carbon paper, having a carbon paper of attention, so that then you're able to follow the Father accurately. And so Sakar Murali telling us, don't remember Brahma Baba. Avyakt Murali telling us, follow the Father. And there's good reason for Baba to tell us, don't remember Brahma Baba. And there's very good reason for Baba to tell us, remember Brahma Baba. And so, what is it that I'm remembering? And of course, Brahma Baba in the Avyakt form, and it's much, much easier just to experience the subtlety of Brahma Baba rather than the physical dependency. But of course then we've had to deal with whatever were our dependencies on Avyakt Bhavdara. Avyakt Bhavdara kept warning us, I'm not going to be around all the time. You're going to have to come to the subtle region to meet me. I'm not going to be coming down to meet you. And of course then it happened so gradually That was Baba being very compassionate and kind. It wasn't a sudden cut-off. But after the detailed Muralis that we are still reading nowadays, then the period where it became very short Muralis, and then instead of every 2 weeks, maybe one or two, three times a year. And again, Baba just gently, gently weaning us of those also. And then Daddy goes to Bombay, and we know that she's not going to be around. And so then we have to make the effort to go up to the subtle region. So it's been very gentle, very kind, but Baba's been gradually taking away all our supports. But reflecting on what it is we learn from Brahma Baba and the 18 chapters of the Gita that Shiv Baba spoke through Brahma Baba, there's something very lovely that's come from Madhuban that we'll take up starting in January. But the title is, and it gives you an idea, the 18 footsteps in which we follow the Father. And it's fascinating reading those and just looking at each step that is being described. And yes, you recognize all of them from the Muralis. You'll recognize all of them from the stories you've heard about Brahma Baba. And so I'm not going to take up those 18 steps now, but I'm just very aware that following in Brahma Baba's footsteps is really the way to perfection. And Baba's made an interesting comment about that. If you aren't able to make yourself complete now, because we're all recognizing that time has changed so much. Not just COVID, but all the things that are going on in the world. You can just see for yourself that it's not just Shiv Baba telling us that the end is nigh, but our own awareness and understanding of what's going on in the world can absolutely tell us and underline for us that there can't be a lot of time that's left. Everything's coming to such an extreme state that you know that we're very close now. And so Baba was saying that this is the time to become complete. And if you can't make yourself complete, following Baba with that attention, take help so that you're able to do that. And earlier on we would have said, well, the dadis are around, take help from them. And today, yes, whoever it is you can trust, take help from them. But I was thinking, what is it that comes in the way of being able to take help? And what comes to mind is honesty with the self. To what extent am I genuinely honest with myself so that I can truly identify whatever it is that's not allowing me to move forward with the speed that I would like to move forward? And so it means really stopping my attention going here and there, and really just being able to look at myself and say, yes, I know that it's this. And maybe when I start exploring something, and if I'm linking it with the inheritance from Shiv Baba, the inheritance from Brahma Baba, the 18 steps of Brahma Baba, the detail, that's fine. But if today I don't have the full inheritance from Shiv Baba of peace, of purity and happiness, why not? There's no one that can stop me from claiming my full and complete inheritance. Nobody can stop me. And nothing can stop me. Whatever happens in the confluence age, I can track it back and see why things are happening the way they are. What is it that I haven't been able to give my attention to properly that's preventing me from experiencing that state of total peace, total purity, and total happiness? The habit of human beings kicks in. And of course, when I don't get what I want, I want to point the finger out there always and say, because of this, 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 and this. But the honesty with the self that's going to make me actually remove whatever the blockages are when I accept that Baba's given me all the tools. There's nothing that is secret that Baba gave a handful that allowed them to become the eight who are worship worthy. Whatever they received, we've received also. Especially since we started the revision of the Avyakta Muralis, before we started that official revision, I used to think that I would remember all the details of the Avyakta Muralis that Baba had been giving since 69. And I think to myself, you know, Baba gave us so much. And of course, from the 90s, the quality of Muralis changed in the sense that Baba didn't take up one deep subject anymore. You're still hearing the Murali of the 80s, and you can see how every single Murali has such power and depth in it. And from the 90s, the mid-90s, when we used to say Baba's playing to the gallery, because by then it was 25,000 people, and the focus and the attention of when it was first a handful, and then a few hundred, and then even a few thousand, very different to what happened in Shantivan. But yet, of course, Baba still continued to give us very, very deep, intense points. But Baba has given the opportunity to revise all these Avyakta Muralis, and so where the majority now haven't heard those, that's also been given, and so there's nothing secret. So my point that the eight jewels became the eight jewels through the same knowledge. And actually I have to say, Mama didn't hear a single Avyakta Murali, and she became Mama without that. Brahma Baba, again, Brahma Baba didn't need the Avyakta Muralis to do the inner work that he did from Sakar Muralis. And then Shiv Baba keeps referring back to him in the Avyakta Muralis, but he did all that work internally to become Karmatit, and so he didn't need the Avyakta Muralis. We've needed them, and we've had them, and we've taken a huge amount of benefit from them. And so the Avyakta Muralis keep reminding us, look at yourself. Just simply look at yourself. And so truly, taking up the Avyakta Murali and being honest with myself, and Baba says, 1, 2, 3, now see which category you fit into. And the language is very royal language. Even though it might be number 3, Baba's still using very beautiful words to describe the stage of number 3. And it's true that, yes, compared to the world out there, even number 3 stage is much, much more elevated than the Tamopradhan stage of Kali Yuga. So, yes, it is as Baba's saying, in a very royal way, you're good, but what about this, 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 and this? And so, very simple. If I lose my peace for any reason, why am I losing my peace? What is it that I haven't understood about Gyan? Maybe it's drama. And I don't mean it's drama that I haven't understood. I mean it's a subject of drama that I haven't understood. And so, what is it that's causing me to lose my peace? And Om Shanti, it's a mantra that we are born with and we hear many, many times all the time. But am I really able to be Om Shanti? And if I'm not, can I be honest with myself and just find out what are the reasons that make me lose my peace? And let me make it a very strong principle that I have to find the cause of losing my peace inside without attaching blame to anyone else or anything else. Sangam Yug is a time when no excuses are permitted. And at the end of Sangam Yug, you know, what is Dharam Raj? Dharam Raj is the state where, yes, I'm in front of Baba, so Baba is there, but in Baba's presence at that moment, I cannot give any excuses. And so if today I stop giving excuses for whatever is lacking within my own attainment, then to that extent I'll be able to then face Dharam Raj straight in the eyes and take that drishti, and I'll have dealt with whatever are the excuses I'm giving now. At that moment, no excuses. But now is a time that I can make myself complete. And so taking help from anyone, I need honesty. And so first step, the honesty with myself. And maybe then I don't need to take help from anyone else except Baba. Because if I'm honest with myself, then I put that in front of Baba and Baba is able to give me a signal. And whether the signal comes straight in my head or whether the signal comes through someone or through a situation again, but I'll get a signal. And as a result of that signal, I'll be able to deal with it and move forward. And so to see why I'm still not experiencing the attainments that Baba's promised me. Sangam Yuga is a time to know everything about myself, about God, about the cycle, karma philosophy. From Satyug onwards, well, from the time I go home. Today also Baba's mentioned that when you go home, everything is quiet. The part is completely merged. And the way Baba's describing it is very lovely. Nothing exists at that moment. Everything is just silent. And so, when is it that I get answers to all my questions? When is it that I take my full inheritance and know that this is my inheritance from God? This is now the time of Sangam Yuga. And peace is a very easy one to start with. You can instantly see if your mind is racing. You don't have to look too hard for that. And the racing mind is a mind that's peaceless. If my mind can be quiet and still and calm, and yes, focus and attention where it's needed, understanding where it's needed, churning where it's needed, but the racing mind is very different to the churning mind. And so when the mind is racing, it's going round in a repetitive track, and I'm not going to find any answers and solutions if that's what's going on. It's not possible. And so let me be able to see, can I make my mind Om Shanti? That's the first thing. And the next, purity. The inheritance that Baba gives me of purity, when it's I, the soul, connected only with God. You know, so often when you talk about purity to people out there, they ask you, well, what do you mean by purity? It's a very strange word for them. And a very simple way to explain it is when everything is clean and they nod their head, strangers, new people, people who are interviewing and so on, but it happened just recently, a little while ago. And so if you say purity means that state of total cleanliness, they understand that. They can relate to that. No jealousy, no negativity, no nothing, just completely clean. But I'm thinking that the purity that Baba gives us is more than just something clean. Think about clean water. And yes, it's good that it's clean, you're appreciating it. But think about water that's actually nourishing. Water that's filled with goodness. So it's not just that it's clean, but there's something else within it. The water in Satyug, filled with fragrance of the herbs, filled with the nourishment of the herbs, filled with the strength that comes from the herbs, the plants that it's moving along. And so the state of the soul, purity. And so that state in which the soul is sparkling, in which the soul is filled with the goodness that's come from God. And so when am I going to experience that and know that this is my experience, my inheritance today from Baba, the unlimited property that Baba's giving me? And it can't happen just through soul consciousness. It must happen through God's remembrance. Om Shanti, even the power to make my mind quiet, it doesn't happen just by soul consciousness. It happens with power from God. And in the third state, the state of happiness. And again, just check and see, what is it that's interrupting my experience of happiness? And so if there's whatever it is that's missing in my experience of these attainments, the missing factor is whatever it is that's within me, whether it's my habits, my pattern of thinking, whether it's my sanskaras. So let me go deeper and deeper and deeper within my own story and be able to see whatever it is that's not quite as it should be and be able to pull it out. 2 days running, Baba's talked a very simple sentence about remembrance. And so this is why I'm also aware that my inheritance, my property from God is very much dependent on my love for Baba, my remembrance of Baba. And so in one Murali, Baba spoke about if you fail, then the failure is because of remembrance. And it was in the context of the Silver Age and Baba asking the question, why did Rama fail? What happened? And so it wasn't a general lack of, say, instead of 100 marks, you get 80 marks, maybe, because Rama is still known as one of the big icons in Bharat. Krishna, the number one icon, but certainly the second number would be Rama, and some would put it the other way. But a huge, huge impact on the lives of people and his life and his activity, all sorts. And yet, in Baba's eyes, a failure. And Baba said, lack of remembrance, that's it. And the subject of remembrance is so easy. I'm a soul, I'm Shiv Baba's child. And then all the other things that Baba gives us connected with all of that. So failure, lack of remembrance. And that's all I have to do, just focus on soul consciousness and God consciousness, and all the attainments will come. And the other thing that Baba said, the essence of all knowledge is remembrance. So however deeply I understand the Gyan, however much attention I've had on following the Dharana that Baba teaches me, But the essence of all that effort, remembrance. Baba makes it easy for us. And the way Baba's described remembrance is very basic, very easy. And then, yes, you can go into all sorts of other details, but the essential remembrance and the experience of connection with God, very simple, very easy. And so, take the unlimited inheritance from Baba, now Shiv Baba, and also learn all the things I need to learn from Brahma Baba by seeing what are the steps that he has taken. So we'll take up the 18 steps from the 1st of January, and each one of them is very powerful and beautiful. But also, yes, again and again, the attention towards the One. And yesterday I mentioned in class about remembering Brother Manoj, Brahma Baba's Laukik grandson, that the late Raja's Laukik grandson, being very, very ill. So then last night we heard that India time, 11:15 p.m., the soul flew away. And I don't know his age, but 40s, 50s, something like that, not very old. Dada Narayan's son. Many of you would meet Dada Narayan in Madhuban when we used to go there. Mostly, I think, January. January, he was always there, Dada Narayan and Manoj. But other times also, very often, we'd see him. So Dada Narayan had flown away a few years ago, and now Manoj. So Brahma Baba's daughters, I think, two of them are still around. I'm connected with the family, but in their own world. But certainly Manoj I would meet a lot in Madhuban. So we send our loving thoughts to that soul also. Okay, we have a few minutes yoga now, and then we move to the Murali classes. And after that, there's special tuli that Sister Naina has specially prepared, croissants for all of you for breakfast, and you'll be able to pick up that in the dining room. Om Shanti.